God damn it.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. You can tell. Okay, go ahead, Maddie.
Riley forgot to use a comma in the group chat, and now it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, because he just hit us with having some it snag bear with. And then we had to puzzle out that what this meant was I'm having like an IT snag, like a problem with my IT.
Comma,
bear with me.
Bear with me.
Yeah, but what he said was having some it snag bear with. And I'm like, what the fuck are you possibly talking about?
I'm currently in the chat as the snag bear. And November is it's snag bear with.
it's snag bear with was the mayor of Indianapolis in the 1890s.
Yeah. Very, very troublesome, like problematic historical figure.
Yeah.
So we're just sort of, we are all having agonies today. Riley's having it snag.
It's true. This is a new kind of bonus segment ahead of the municipal update. Mayoral agonies, where it's like we're all in our 30s. Here's what's wrong with us. Uh-huh. And my thing is that I feel very unwell, as I so often do. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable. I'm having that. That's my snag. That's the snag that I'm bearing with right now. Yeah. What snag are you bearing with, Massey?
We're recording this on a Friday. On Wednesday, I fell off the top of a bouldering wall I was on because I go bouldering because I'm a piece of shit. And I fell about 7 or 8 feet. And to avoid a big volume on the wall, I twisted out of the way, which meant I landed on my front, which is like, there's no good way to do because you're supposed to land on your butt. So rolling forward, I had my right thumb extended and jammed it directly into the ground as I fell with all of my weight on it.
Because you were like, thumbs up, this is a good fall.
No, your thumb's down. Baby. The thumb was facing the ground. Yeah. And then the ground thumbs down to you right back.
And I've been icing my thumb for like 48 hours, but my palm is like massively swollen and I can only kind of move it. And I'm like, do you need the thumb on your dominant hand, chat?
As an artist? I don't know.
Finding out I can draw, but not do anything else.
Well, I mean, that's good because that way you're productive, you're keeping up with the capitalism. You're more efficient in this way. Well, it's made you more like economically efficient because you're not doing anything extraneous.
Yeah, you're not wasting time on other activities that require dexterity.
That's right. I'm making so many coats or whatever.
So you have a thumb snag, and then Riley, what's the snag that you're bearing with?
Well, I have an it snag. My name is It Snag Bearwith. As you can probably tell, I don't sound amazing right now. Because
I don't think that's a fair judgment.
One of the
You mean technically? Yeah. Okay. Sure.
One of the ports on my MacBook died. And so I can either have the power cord in or the microphone, and a microphone plugged into a dead computer, while in theory sound good, will not record much of what I have to say about different mayors.
Mm. So that's a decent snag, I think.
That's the snag.
Listeners, what snag are you bearing with?
Yeah. Sound off in the comments.
I'm curious to hear about their snags, and I will be checking the comments and sympathizing with their snags.
Hey, your snags, your agonies, and your snaganies.
If you're Australian, then you've got a chance to say something really fun.
Yeah, I hope of all the snags you could be bearing with, the snag that you're bearing with is a Bunnings snag.
Yeah,
that's right. But it's not election day.
Formal Victorian greetings are so, like, greetings from the Victorian age are so fun. Because they'd be very long and florid, like, of the snags you could be bearing with, I hope yours is a Bunnings snag.
Well, it's still a greeting in Victoria, so it's still a Victorian greeting.
Yeah, so it's
I'm finding episode. Out, by the way, just to drive us off topic very quickly, that the Australians' tendrils extend across the world. Because I my girlfriend finished Untitled Goose Game, and I was seeing her play it, and I was like, why is this funded by, like, Screen in Australia or like the fucking South Australian Film Foundation or whatever the fuck? And now every time, it's like a kind of like Bader Meinhof moment. Now after everything, I'm like, some Australian government department funded this thing and I can't not see it. So
yeah, to me, from someone from a country where nobody funds anything with the government, I find it so thrilling to watch or play a game or watch a movie from overseas. Like, we watched that movie Flow the other day, the Latvian animated film,
Kind of the opposite of a snag.
It's kind of an opposite of a snag, but it's very, I think I counted like 13 title cards because it was just like funded by every government in Europe. And I was like, It's just, I thought it was beautiful. Anyways, it's
I found out that the Visegrad group, the like more kind of like hawkish part of the eastern part of the EU, has a film subsidy and they subsidize films. So like, I guess they also did like whatever the opposite of a subsidy is to like Green Border. Like they tried to do like a film. Yeah, like
it's called stealing.
Film stealing. Yeah. We actually diminished the budget of this movie.
They call it a topsity. They call it a topsity.
Let's just pause for the the listener to crack up.
Hey, for a moment. You know what?
Don't crash your car.
Hey, take your thigh, take your hand, give it a slap.
Yeah,
this is that's an uncomfortably JOI girls thing to tell them. Sure. Okay.
I want to introduce the show. I think. Hello. And welcome to No Gods, No Mares, and thank you for joining us on the Mayoral Benevolent Feed. We appreciate your support and love you. I'm your mayor for this episode, sort of, Maddie, and I'm joined as ever by my deputy mayors, Riley and November.
Hi.
Hello.
How we doing, guys?
I like that we've just straight up said we love them. That's a, that's a huge jump to make in our relationship. Previously, I wanted the listener to think that we, you know, I like them, but they don't know if I like them, you know.
Thank you for joining, but we are playing hard to get.
How about this? How about this? We see that we could come to love you.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, okay.
For the first time, I have my eyebrow bandage off. And ooh,
you're looking very snatched.
Because of this, because of the stitch, because like the stitch has created a darkened area above, I have a very cunty right eyebrow. Like, yeah, look
you
at
are
that.
Kind of doing the people's eyebrow.
Yeah, you look like the meme with the kind of like very plucked eyebrow photoshopped on. You have one raised eyebrow. It's very cool.
You know what it is? I look like I got the, okay, I don't know if you two will remember, but do you remember Saman Ghassamzadeh? The like Prince of Persia, he was the Iranian guy.
The guy who could stop time and then like use that to platform.
So Saman, he was a Twitter poster in like 2016, who was Iranian.
Don't take me back.
He posted on Instagram, but his Instagram like reels or stories would always get reposted to Twitter.
And he was like jumping across a bunch of horizontal flagpoles. So,
He still is an Iranian guy.
Horrible movie though.
Who's like a combination of all steroid implant and tight suit. Who had like Johnny Bravo hair and perfectly triangular eyebrows. He used to do kissy faces at the camera.
I do remember that gentleman. Yes, you do look a little bit like him.
I've got the Saman treatment on exactly one quarter of my face.
The Saman quadrant.
It looks like you were bedeviled and chased by a group of like Turkish estheticians, and they kind of got you, and then you jumped into a plane and got away. You know,
they tried to give me the Turkish tar and feather, and they were
which is just a skin fade. You've got like 1/20th of a skin fade.
They give you the Turkish tar and feather, which is like they shape your eyebrows, they give you new teeth, they give you a skin fade. And then they hit your ear with a little fire thing, but I managed to get away. That's
incredible. Anyways, this is a show about mayors, ostensibly.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But this week for the bonus, we're doing... Huh? For the bonus episode this week, we're doing something a little different. We've kind of done this before, but we're gonna do it again. It's the Maxi Muni Roundup, baby. My longest hya boy ever.
Goes on for about 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah. We'll just talk over it. You know, it's fine. We'll keep it at a really low volume in the mix, but it will be there.
Yes. Yeah, Sam, can you just put under the entire episode, like, just rolling, rolling, rolling.
Could you please rolling, not do that?
Rolling, rolling. No, don't do it, Sam.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It would sound like a Mogwai song.
Yeah, I really didn't like the podcast section of the new Mogwai song. It was weird. It was just like three fucking idiots talking for an hour over the thing.
Yeah.